3 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Yo, Muthulatha. And yes, 2 days left for the beautiful, blessed month of Ramadan. And yes, today is the 28th of Shaban, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved senior respected teacher, Honorable Ustad, early this beautiful Tuesday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Shaban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, and that is Suratul Furqan, verses 74, 75, and 76. Every Muslim male and female should be reading the following verse, whether we intend getting married, whether we are newly wed, or whether we are married for many, many years, because Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ, he always wants to cause separation, divorce, and talaq between husband and wife, Allah forbid. So we are discussing the great true qualities of the devout Muslims, the 13 qualities. So what did Almighty Allah inform us? Chapter 25, verses 74, 75, 76. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and they are those people that they continuously are reading, not only when they want to get married or they are newly wed, they continuously read, رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer. So from here you start reading. رَبَّنَا means يَا رَبَّنَا. The vocative, the nida, is not mentioned but is understood. رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Habalana, grant us as a gift. Habalana min azwajina, spouses. Azwaj, the plural of zawj. So this is a generic term. Some commentators write, grant us wives. That is not 100% correct, because the women also must make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah. So spouses will be a better translation. Grant us min azwajina wa dhurriyatina, grant us such spouses, grant us such progeny, offspring and children. Qurrata a'yun, that the coolness of the eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, what is the meaning of qurrata a'yun? Husband looks at the wife and she's engaged in ta'at, in the obedience of Almighty Allah. You woke up early, you saw your wife is reading tahajjud salat, she's making dua. Her wife looked at the husband, he's in sujood and he's crying, begging Almighty Allah. So these are just examples, obviously. So when the parents look at their children, they see their children are obedient, respectful, and they are an asset to humanity, not a menace to society. So that is what we need to learn. So make our spouses and our children the coolness of the eyes. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, make us the leaders of the muttaqeen, the pious people. In English, you will translate the God-fearing people. In Islam, it is not permissible that you say, make me a leader, make me a mayor, make me a counselor, make me the prime minister, and so forth and so on in normal circumstances. So how come here in the supplication we are begging Allah, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that Ya Allah, make me the leader of the pious and devout people. Because to become, remember, their leader, you yourself will have to become extremely pious. You will have to lead by example. So the greater connotation and meaning will be, Ya Allah, make me very, very pious so I can become the good leader and a leader by example. So that is what is meant here. Now we have inculcated these 13 qualities. Almighty Allah created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. That this human being is the masterpiece of my creation. But he always wants to know what are the incentives, what are the perks. So Almighty Allah states, Ulaika, those are the people who have imbued within themselves these 13 qualities. Yujzawna al-ghurfa, they will be rewarded. With big high skyscrapers, with balconies there in Jannah, bima sabaru, because of their steadfastness. Whether they continued with their good deeds, whether they abstained from the vices and sins, and when there were some turbulence there in the plain, or whether it was some waves, remember, there on the boat and ship, or whether it was the potholes in South Africa, they continued, they were steadfast. So therefore Allah will reward them with wonderful tall skyscrapers and balconies. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا, and they will be met there in Jannah and Paradise. تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا, with greetings and peace. And it will be everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will dwell and stay in the Jannah forever, perpetually. O Muslim, for your beloved parents, for your beloved children, for your beloved siblings and spouses who passed on with Iman and Islam, do not ask Almighty Allah for them, the deceased, and for yourself. Jannah Oli, He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Idha sa'altumullah, when you beg and petition and beseech Almighty Allah, fas'aluhu al-firdaus, ask Him for Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma arzukhum Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, give our parents, our siblings, our family members who passed on with Iman and Islam Jannat al-Firdaus. And the Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the rationale and reason and wisdom. فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَتُهَا, that is the cream of the crop, the best portion of Jannah. The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا, how excellent a place of abode, how excellent a place that will be there perpetually and eternally. اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنَا جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى, Ya Allah, we beg of you that you grant us also جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, spare us for another month of Ramadan. اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي شَعْبَانِ وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانِ, اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْنَا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. Let us take you around the world, local, national, international, global news, views and interviews. France Macron the Harami, he just scraped through with 9 votes regarding the pension reform. And if they had 9 more votes, the opposition, then the whole government should have fallen and end of the day. But he will fall because there's riots and there's too much opposition. And if you read the French press, remember they have English as well sometimes, and you read that, they say they're going to apply the guillotine when we were in school 50, 60 years ago, we learned about the French Revolution and the guillotine. They said that anybody wants to save him, Macron, we will give him the guillotine. So alhamdulillah, for us it's very good as Muslims, that let them fight among themselves, let them have a civil war, and there's 20-25% Muslims there in France, and the Muslims will take over. Just like Palestine, occupied Palestine, look at the Smotrich with snot in his nose. Last time he said that Hawara, the village and the town there in the West Bank and there in Palestine, must be erased and wiped off the map. And then he said, no, I sincerely apologize. And he said it was a slip of the tongue. We said you harami, you illegal, you settler, you squatter. So you must remember that your apology is not accepted. Now he says there is no such thing as a Palestinian. There is no such thing as a Palestine. You must just be a Jutla and a Zionist. Only they are welcome there. The whole world has condemned him. Bibi, you are in hot waters. Your Haaretz newspaper says, after Putin, then ICC must come for Bibi Netanyahu. Come on, ICC, show us. At least you can take one Israeli leader. And then you must say that he also will be charged for war crimes and crimes against humanity. 75 years of occupation, 75 years of apartheid, 75 years of Zionism, and now they're on the verge of civil war. See, Jutlas, I give you news you don't know. 15 Israeli Jutla Zionists have launched a hunger strike right next to Bibi's office. You must remember, we don't want your judicial reform. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is humiliating them. Germany and Israel's special relationship is on the verge of blowing up. America, the Democrats have also now turned against Bibi and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, all haramis, all of them squatters, all of them war criminals. The Haaretz said regarding Smotrich and the editorial that he is a war criminal. Sri Lanka, remember, almost $3 billion bailout by the IMF or World Bank. So then, for the non-whites, they will apply so many conditions. And remember, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, all these Asian, African countries. But look at what is today's news. The Republic Bank, despite being given, you must remember, billions of dollars, their shares are down by 47%. That is the Republic Bank there. And the Credit Suisse, and despite the fact that the USB came in, still you must remember the UBS came in, that Credit Suisse and the UBS came and helped them, 62% down. But they will just print money and give them hardly any conditions. These are the haramis. You need to understand the white hegemony, and you need to understand the reset and the new world order. And Argentina, remember, is gone like South Africa. Excessive blackouts, excessive load shedding. So they also appointed the minister. They didn't call him or her the minister of electricity, but minister, they gave some fancy name. The inflation rate in Argentina, I've been there 4-5 times. So we know what's happening there. You must remember that there, 100% plus inflation. The country is on the verge of a meltdown. Sunak, I told you, you're a disaster for UK. UK police are one of the worst police when it comes to racism. White is right, and anybody else, Asian, African, and Hispanic, and what have you. So they look down upon them, and they have a racist policy, and they have admitted to this. They have an anti-female policy. My policy against the ladies and the females. So you must remember they have huge problems. Now you see United States and EU, the European Union, are giving more and more weapons to Ukraine. And he, Putin, says, me and Xi Jinping, they ping-ponging away. And they are saying, how can we sort out these Americans, NATO, and remember Europe, and Israel, the harami, illegitimate child. So remember that they're discussing all that. Trump reckons, please come and arrest me. You will do me a big favor. Trump was busy with so many women. Remember that he himself lost count with how many prostitutes and how many women he lost. Then he bribed them up. And so forth. So they want to arrest him. So wait for that news. India is not part of the G7, but India has accepted an invitation from the G7 because India's economy is booming. Remember that. But the poverty level for the people who are the Dalits. Do you know Dalits? That are the caste system. Remember the lowest of the lowest. The Andri mustn't touch them and so forth. So their lot is worse. The Indian farmers are now protesting against the government right in Delhi, the capital. So big, big problems there for them. And remember Saudi says that you must scan the sky today. Because today day in so ours is 28 Shaban, there is 29 Shaban. So remember, you might get one crazy Saudi, and he will tell them that he saw the moon, which happened like that in the past, even before the conjunction and the birth of the moon. So remember, the birth of the moon will only be after sunset. But you'll get one crazy guy maybe. We don't know. It can happen. So for funny things have happened there. They don't have mankakers there. They have moon samis. There they see the moon even before the birth of the moon. So Allah have mercy, and we hope sanity prevail. So inshallah, the whole world start tomorrow. We will see the scan the sky tomorrow, Wednesday evening. Inshallah, we will see it. Then remember that one Danish politician, that who burned the Quran. He wanted to come to UK to burn the Quran, and no entry for this harami and this shaitan. And today in South Africa is Human Rights Day. I have two questions for you. South Africa, the whole Western world, you say and you'll tell us human rights, democracy. So I am posing this question to all of you, wherever you are in the world. You speak of human rights. So a lady is pregnant in marriage. A lady is pregnant, boyfriend, girlfriend, because by you, in your Western democracies, that remember zina, fornication, adultery, gay business, all is legal, and not only legal, it is glorified, and so forth. So now, how come on the one side you tell us human rights, on the other side you tell us that lady, she is pregnant, and whether legal, illegal, is not the issue we are discussing here. But you gave her the right of abortion on demand. So where is the right of that fetus? That is why you, as a Muslim lady, you must remember feticide is haram and infanticide is haram. You are pregnant and ABC doctor said that this is a Down syndrome child. Then you or your husband or your boyfriend, you went and you went for abortion. Both of you are guilty of murder in Islam. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. The daughter was born and then they killed her. That is what the pagan Arabs, they used to worship idols. They would do that. It was rife and rampant in their society. Allah says on the day of justice, that fetus, that infant will be questioned. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. What crime did you commit that they murdered you? This is Islam. This is human rights. Not you haramis that you go and murder million and million of fetus and then you want to come tell me about human rights. Where's the human rights for my brothers in Gitmo, the hellhole that you have for more than 20 years there in America? Where is the human rights for my sister, Dr. Afia? You placed her in a hellhole. The Jutla, he put her away for 86 years and now you think you're going to get away with with it, the humiliation of America continues. It's a stain on their democracy. And remember, the whole world is saying, don't speak about Israel. I give you enough information. From A to Z, every one of their leaders, a harami, a squatter, and remember, a terrorist. Then you go to animal rights. They want to tell us about human rights and animal rights. Because of your secularism, because of your capitalism, your whole aim is to make maximum amount of money and profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time, so you have stunning of the animals. That chicken have never seen sunlight in their life, and then they are taken to the abattoirs, they are shocked, and the animals are stunned, and then you'll find a halal logo on them. That halal logo is not worth the paper on which it's written, fair and square, it is scholars for dollars. Islam is the only religion on the face of the earth that speaks about true human rights. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his farewell hajj said, "Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla dhi haqqin haqqa." Verily, Almighty Allah has given every person who's eligible to rights, they are right. Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad. So that is rahmatul lil alameen. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the only exclusive mercy to the entire creation, to the entire universe. So don't get fooled with all these flowery lectures today. Our human rights is this. What good is your human rights when you got 82 murders per day, when you have become the crime capital of the world, when you have become the gay capital of the world, when you have become the rape capital of the world? So what is your human rights? Where is your constitution? So we all need to understand, only and only in Islam lies the salvation of humanity. Islam is the best, and we are sharing it with the rest. Now your time for questions, inshallah.
I've got a brother, Ronnie. He says, but AK, can you believe what happened yesterday? No load shedding because of the strike. Also, we have seen our taxis. They work for us with our cops everywhere. Why can't this be like this every day? AK, Ustad.
You must remember, yesterday was an extraordinary day. I told you, Ronnie. You see, one of our politicians, his name is Ronnie Kessrels. I met him also. So, in the olden days, you must remember the Jutlas and the opposition parties, they used to call him Khafalaka Roni, Rui Roni, because they say Roni is giving the wrong message. So, you, my brother, therefore I told you yesterday in Islam, Ma min shay, ma min amin, illa waqad khussa anhul ba'z. In Islam, you will always have the general rule, the general maxim and teaching and principle. Then you will have the exception to the rule. So yesterday was an exception. Every street you will find a police. Everywhere you will find, you must remember, some army guy, or you will find some security, and everybody were working together in harmony. So it shows, if there is the political will, it can be done. But where is the political will? You must remember, who is going to root out all the crime and corruption when it starts right on top? So that is why we say, if you want South Africa or any country to come right, then remember, you don't start at the bottom. You must start right on top. And that is what is required.
Somebody says, how do so many people live in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, since it's in the middle of the desert, Ustad?
So you must remember, that is the barakah of Islam. When people practice through Islam in any part of the world, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهَلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْ لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That if people, the word low is used, is a conditional clause. So if people remember of the towns and cities, anywhere, whether you're in a metropolitan, cosmopolitan, desert or village, you bring through iman, and you have through taqwa. Iman means Islam and faith and inner conviction. And you have taqwa, you carry on with the do's and abstain from the don'ts. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then we will open for you the barakah and blessings, remember, from the heavens and the earth. So if they practice on Islam, Allah Ta'ala gave them wealth, Allah gave them oil, Almighty Allah gave them so many things. But when they deviate from there, then it is not barakah and blessing, it is muhula, respite. And soon it will be snatched away. You just need one, two wars and so forth. I don't know how much you know about Saudi Arabia. If you go to Riyadh, it's booming, but it's all artificial. And if you go near Riyadh, it's Manatik Sharqiya, the eastern region, your Jubail, your Dammam, your Qatif. I visited all these places with Allah's help. That is where the oil fields are. And it's run by the Kufar Shias. What I mean by it's run by them, that they in the majority there. So the Saudis have to treat them with kid gloves. Otherwise, there will be a civil war and they will join Iran. So therefore, Saudi and Iran became pal-pal now suddenly, because they both realize they can't defeat one another. So rather superficially, they hate one another, but just to show the world. And who brokered the deal? The Chinese Nohal. You know, in Afrikaans we say Nohal. So remember, the Chinese pulled it off. The Chinese are sharpshooters. Now they're making deals with Putin right there in the Kremlin in Moscow. So Allah make easy that they blow America away, inshallah, and Ukraine. So then there'll be greater peace on this earth.
I've got a brother here, Ustad. At the end of the question, he says, I'm a Jew, Mr. Arafat. He says to the Israelis, if the Palestinian leadership recognized Israel's right to exist and was to negotiate with Israel, would you be willing to give up the West Bank? I'm a Jewish brother, Ustad.
You can go to hell. You must remember to make conditions like that. Under Yasser Arafat and so forth, you must remember that they said, we are prepared to recognize Israel, but these are the conditions. You stole already the whole of Palestine, and now you got the audacity to tell us, we must recognize Israel and give up the West Bank. So where will the Palestinians go? 6 million, 7 million are in the diaspora. There are 7 million inside. You're going to pack them all up in Gaza? Therefore, Quran says, you Jutla's got no brains. You must remember that. Quran says that, Surah 59, verse 14. Let me tell you one thing, whoever you are, and you tell your Jutla's there, that our policy is, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. We will not give up an inch of Palestine. We're coming back for you. It's a system, you must remember. Apartheid ran and collapsed, you must remember. Israel is on the verge of collapse politically, socially, constitutionally, and you must remember your own people are writing that. When you think that the Palestinians gave their lives for 75 years, now you're on the verge of victory, you're telling us we must recognize Israel and give up the West Bank. Where are you living in, brother? I think you need to go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
He says you guys don't understand, and he says you're a very hard man, Ustad.
Yes, we're very hard, and you go to Israel, we tell our Palestinians, one settler, one bullet. They'll put one bullet through you also.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, if I have given a beggar money, Ustad, and witness him gamble it away, do I have the right to question him as that money no longer belongs to me, Ustad?
No, when you give charity, you can give, must give it unconditionally. You get your reward, you must remember, for whatever intention you made. The sun is on him. I told you my story 10 years ago. We used to go to the studio there, CII, 26 kilometers from here, one way, 52 kilometers up and down, return trip. So I just took the turn here to the BP garage, nice, the engine garage. I saw a Muslim man with a beard, he had suit and tie. The old man, over 70 years old. I said, Baji, wow, you, hey, Kajawanu, where you want to go? He said this. I said, yeah, I'm going there, sit down. Whole way he's speaking Gujarati. So when we go there, he tell me, turn right. I said, turn right is casino. So I said, you don't feel ashamed? Your one leg is in the grave, and you tell me that you want now, you must remember, there to go to the casino. So he's answering Gujarati. He says, Jrak parwanu ne jrak ramwanu. So little bit you must pray and little bit you must play. You understand? In the casino. And I just told him, just get out of my car, please. Before I do something, you understood. So I just get out of my car. So imagine this is what people do today. You must remember that. They play with religion and so forth. But you, when you give charity, you can't make conditions. You can give advice, but you can't make conditions.
Somebody says, Ustad, that why do the Arab armies fail against Israel? Ustad, anonymous.
Because they don't have an army. Saudi Arabia, where's their army? They got Pakistanis there, the elite force of the Pakistanis. You go and look at all these Arab countries, you will find there's a foreign force there that is helping them, because they sit on their laurels, think of Hadi. They're so rich, multi-zillionaires, multi-trillionaires, but they can't make one bomb also. Poor country like Pakistan got nuclear, and remember, India got nuclear, and other countries, Israel, the Haramis, have the biggest amount of nuclear in the Middle East. So that is because they think Israel will protect them, so hence the Abrahamic Accord and peace with Israel. All these people, and you Jutla who sent the message now, all these Arab countries who made so-called peace with Israel, we say they're not Muslims, they are traitors to Islam. So remember that. They must go there and settle in Israel with the Jutlas. And remember that we say that in a case like this, that they, the Muslims, this is the failure by relying on the Americans, on the Jews and Christians. Surah 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidul yahuda wal nasara awliya. That you who have true iman, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and protectors. So directly what Allah says, they're doing the opposite of it. Therefore this humiliation. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. And you can see it openly now, is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim.
I've got a brother Ishmael. He says, I am Ishmael, I'm ashamed to the Jewish brother, please stop harming the Muslim sisters and brothers. Allahu Akbar, Ustad.
You see, you Jutla and Jutli, you Jew, you supporter of Israel, the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime, children of Hitler. So this person, Ismail, you say Ishmael, we got no problem with that. He was a Jew. He's in Santiago in Chile. He listens to our program every day. MashaAllah, Allah make easy for you, my brother Ismail, Ishmael. So whenever any Jutla comes and talk nonsense, Surah 59, verse 14, Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think that they are united, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, because they are a people, nation who have no brains, no intelligence. So he is telling you the truth. He was a Jew, he saw the true light, he embraced Islam, we made him Muslim with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. You, my brother, you must remove your jaundiced eyes. You must remove all the, you know, propaganda and brainwashing the Jutlas and they gave you. You must think as an independent, critical person, and then you will see that you can't be living as Alice in Wonderland. We on the verge of victory, my brother. Remember that.
I see Haji Abu Yusuf says, move this up, thumbs up. I've got Eric. He says, so tell me, will the US ever build a skyscraper taller than Burj Khalifa and Jeddah Tower, Ustad?
My brother, this is foolishness of the Arabs. What is this? It's the foolishness. There is a tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. It's called Tanwirul Adhan. It's edited by our honorable teacher, Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, who passed away there in Istanbul. He's buried there. So I have it. He gave me personally 4 volumes and he wrote my name and so forth. Then there I give you one incident and then I'll leave you, my brother. Was it Eric?
Eric, Ustad.
Eric, listen now to my advice I'm giving you. It's not Derek giving Eric advice. It's AK giving you advice, right? So one day Khalifa Harun Rashid, this was in the peak when the Abbasid dynasty who ruled Muslims for more than 525 years. So he came to Bahlul, he came to the pious person. I went to Bahlul's grave also, rahimahullah. So remember that he came to Bahlul and he said, "Oh Sini, give me advice." Bahlul said, "You want my advice? This is what you did. Rafa'at al-tween wa wada'at al-deen. You took the sand and put it right on top of your castles and palaces. The deen, Islam, the religion, you have put right down. And you took your material things and put it right on top. Rafa'at al-jas wa wada'at al-nas. You took your cement and you put right on top. And the divine text and the prophetic text that you put right at the bottom. In kana min amwalik, if it is your own wealth, O Harun Rashid, leader of the Muslims, fa anta min al-mubazirin, then you are extravagant and you are wasting money and so forth. You have become the brother of Satan and Lucifer. Chapter 17, verse 27. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, if it is the wealth from the public exchequer, from the Baytul Mal, fa anta min al-zalimin, then you are a tinpot dictator. And that's exactly applicable to all those Arab regimes, wasting their time, whose tower, and who can get Formula One, and who can get this. All bootlicking the West, you must remember that. And this is not the way of Islam and Muslims. This is all just to show off, and they show off as much as they want to, but they humiliated and disgraced. Fabaka Harun. Harun started crying, and he thanked Bahlul. So that is what we need. The problem is today, when you give these tinpot dictators advice, straight away they'll lock you up, and they will harass you, persecute you, and torture you. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and then 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage, and then 1:01, 5 past 1 to 1:30, we end of surah, Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatul Qadr today. Jazakallah khair, salamu alaykum.